Coming up at 11:30 tonight, Fiona Torkington introduces Late Junction. Right now, though, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Martin Handley with the second of this evening's proms.
Hello, and welcome to this secular cathedral of sound, the Royal Albert Hall, for a late-night prom given by the Tallis Scholars and their founder and conductor, Peter Phillips, who I'll be talking to later on. I'm Martin Handley. We're live on Radio 3 as we pay tribute to the greatest of all Spanish Renaissance composers, Tomás Luis de Victoria, the 400th anniversary of whose death falls this year. He was the seventh of 11 children in a rather fascinating family. Some of his relations had very diverse careers, among them a naval commander, a Jesuit pioneer in Mexico, and a Florentine merchant who married into the Medicis and was ennobled. Young Tomás Luis learnt the basics of music as a choir boy at Avila Cathedral, and after his voice broke, he was sent to the Jesuit College in Rome, where he was specifically enrolled as a singer rather than a composer. While he was in Rome, he will have met, and the only Spanish composer of his time to do so, the great Palestrina, and had the opportunity to study his music. He may even have been taught by him. So the Tallis Scholars begin with a motet Victoria composed in Rome. Its text, based on the passage in the Bible describing the Holy Ghost descending on the apostles in a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And his setting moves effortlessly from a web of imitative entries to rich homophonic vocal writing, ending with an exhilarating set of pealing alleluias. Dum complerentur, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, saying alleluia. So now, please welcome to the Albert Hall stage the Tallis Scholars and their conductor, Peter Phillips. Victoria's motet for Pentecost, Dum Conferenta, performed to open this late-night BBC Prom live on Radio 3 by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips. That motet's first performance at the Proms, as it is now, the three sets of Lamentations for Good Friday, which Victoria composed specifically for the Papal Chapel in Rome. He attached much importance to the Holy Week liturgy, published a great deal of music for it, including nine Lamentations, settings of words from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, in which the anguish at the destruction of Jerusalem is taken as an allegory for the death of Christ. Well, the first Lamentation opens with the words, "The Lord has thought to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out his line and has not turned his hand from destruction." So now, the Tallis Scholars and Peter Phillips perform Victoria's three Lamentations for Good Friday.
Thank you.
Victoria's Three Lamentations for Good Friday, performed here in the Royal Albert Hall as part of this late night prom live on Radio 3 by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips. And Peter joins me now. Peter, you first directed music by Victoria as a teenager, and you conducted the Tallis Scholars in the first proms performance of the Requiem we're going to hear now, over 20 years ago, dare I say it. So you've a long acquaintance with Victoria's music. What is it about it for you that makes it so special?
I think it's the directness of expression. He doesn't need complicated things. He doesn't need lots of voices and clever mathematical devices. He just, in four voices, very simple chords, he believes these words passionately, he goes straight for them. And I think that communicates itself very, very immediately.
Now, he wrote this Requiem for the funeral of the Dowager Empress Maria of Spain. What we've heard was written in Italy. This is written in Spain. Does this music we're going to hear have a more Spanish colour in any sense?
Well, I don't know about that. Everyone says it does. I think we're dealing more with Victoria himself than with anything specifically Spanish. I mean, the other Spanish composers we know, Guerrero, Lobo, they don't sound sort of Spanish. Victoria sounds like Victoria to me. But, I mean, if you want to go into it, he was born when St. Teresa of Avila was living there, and he was born in Avila. So maybe the spirituality of St. Teresa, he might well have met her as a boy, might have got through to him in some way. That's as far as I can go with it.
That's fine. Can you tell us a little bit about the structure of this piece? It's a bit different from, say, the Mozart Requiem, for a start.
Well, if you know the Mozart Requiem, you'll recognize a lot of the text. I mean, the Dies Irae is there, the Requiem Aeternam, the Kyrie. He doesn't set the Lacrimosa, but he does add things of his own, and I'd like to draw attention to the motet that he adds, the funeral motet entitled Versa Est in Luctum, because this really is a masterpiece, and so beautiful is it, in fact, that on Monday evening we were singing in Norway, in Trondheim, on the radio there, and we sang it in order to express our sympathy for what had been happening there, and it was the perfect choice.
Peter, thank you very much for now. Well, Victoria devoted his life to the church. He became a priest when he was in Rome. He combined his duties with work as a composer. In fact, he was pretty much six people rolled into one. Scholar, mystic, priest, singer, organist, composer, and that combination of talents fused into this music of heartfelt passion that Peter was talking about. Victoria had hinted in the dedication of some of his masses to King Philip II of Spain. He wanted to return home to lead a quiet life as a priest, and the king picked up the hint, made him chaplain to his sister, the Dowager Empress Maria, who lived in a convent in Madrid. Victoria was also appointed master of the convent choir, which was made up of priests who had to be accomplished singers. Victoria had quite a good deal there, generous salary, personal servant, meals served in his private quarters, a month's holiday every year. But then he was the greatest composer of the Spanish Renaissance. And those working conditions gave him time to compose music like the work which ends tonight's concert, the Requiem for his imperial employer. To perform it, please welcome back Peter Phillips and the Tallis Scholars. Thomas Lewis de Victoria's Officium de Functorum, his Requiem of 1603, performed here in the Albert Hall live on Radio 3 to end this late night prom by the Tallis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips. You could certainly hear Victoria's huge expressive charge in that piece. One of the very greatest Renaissance composers, the 400th anniversary of whose death this concert is commemorating. I asked Peter Phillips what you had to do to perform in this space with just 12 or 13 singers, and he said, just let the space do its work, and indeed, just the sound rolls around in the most intoxicating and hypnotic way, I must say. Tallis Scholars will be opening the new season of choral music at Cadogan Hall with a programme of Arvo Pärt coupled with Palestrina. Peter Phillips says that works really well, I believe that. Back they come, the Tallis Scholars. Peter Phillips, this was another major choral job on his plate. He started the Mixed Voice Choral Foundation at Merton College, Oxford 3 years ago. He's one of the two directors of music there. There are 18 choral scholarships. He just toured France with Tallis's Sperminalium. But it's the Tallis Scholars on stage at the moment with Peter Phillips. Very large and, as you can hear, very appreciative late-night audience for this meditative but passionate music. The building's really rather like a chameleon. I think it changes according to the number of people on stage, the kind of music being performed. Huge reception. And Peter Phillips joins the scholars in a semicircle, and I think we might be getting some more.
Having sung Victoria's setting of Versa Est in Luctum, we'd now like to sing another setting by his fellow countryman and contemporary, Alonso Lobo.
Thank you.
heart is turned to mourning, my voice, my music into the voice of those that weep. Spare me, Lord, for my days are nothing. From the obsequies for Philip II, brother of the Dowager Empress Maria, for whom Victoria composed his requiem, that was Alonso Lobo's Versa Est in Luctum. Vitalis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips, their encore at the end of this late night prom. Well, if this astonishing hall works well for late night choral concerts, it also wraps itself around a single instrument, as it will on Saturday evening at 10, when Nigel Kennedy plays Bach for solo violin. That promises to be another hugely atmospheric occasion, as always, live on Radio 3. But for now, time for me to hand you on to Jonathan Swain in Broadcasting House to escort you to the end of your Radio 3 day.
Martin, thank you. Martin Handley there, your master of both ceremonies down at the hall tonight. Well, to follow that here on Radio 3, music by Mozart for what he called the King of Instruments. This music from the last year of his life, the Fantasia and Fugue in F minor. The organist is Simon Preston, and the King of Instruments is the one in Westminster Abbey.
Thank you.
The Fantasia and Fugue in F minor, Kirkel No. 608 by Mozart. The organist was Simon Preston playing the organ in Westminster Abbey. This is BBC Radio 3. Well, our Sunday feature this weekend takes us across the pond to Detroit.
In the previous series of...
I do beg your pardon. I'm trying to find the trail for our Sunday feature. Bear with me for a second.
The start of their season is just days away, but instead of pleasing a full house, musicians with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra will be picketing.
Is it possible that we will never have a DSO in this city again, another Detroit Symphony Orchestra?
I couldn't imagine that.
For 6 months last winter, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra was silent. Its future hung in the balance during a bitter strike.
While General Motors went through their bankruptcy, Ford went through a near-death experience in that regard. I think the orchestra is right in the midst of that period themselves.
Actually, if I were to buy a lotto ticket and win, I'd still play in the Detroit Symphony because I love it.
Once one of the great American orchestras, the Detroit Symphony's journey parallels that of its hometown, now the epitome of U.S. urban decline. Symphony for Detroit.
Two biggest losers are the musicians and the people of Detroit.
This week's Radio 3 Sunday feature, starting at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online, and in a moment, Late Junction, but... After it, I'll be taking you through the night, setting off with a recent Bach concert. Right now, though, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
It's me.
another lullaby to begin Late Junction tonight. Talitha McKenzie and the McKenzie Lullaby. And that's from The Rough Guide to Lullabies. Gochag Askariov is a performer in the classical tradition of Azerbaijan, the Mugam. He's appeared at WOMAD and he's featured in World Roots here on Radio 3. Here he sings a Mugam and a traditional tasnif called The Shepherdess.
Mehribanım bağ eşkin, ey müəttər su səni Mehribanım bağ eşkin, ey müəttər su səni ey. Qoymayıb sür gizlicə hər bülbülü bədxu səni ey. Mən sənin bir rəhimdirsən yadınam, gəl qoynuma ay. Gəl öpüm, gəl oxşayım, ey nazən məhru sənin aman ay, aman ay. Sızlayan mən, ah edən mən, amma bilməzəm nə üçün Sızlayan mən, ah edən mən, amma bilməzəm nə üçün Həbsi qaranuşuna, gah bu səni, gah o səni Eşki səhrasında Eşki səhrasınmaz hər gərdan gəzən bir təşnəyəm Sevgilim, içsən nə olur Şəhdi zülalı bu sənin yey Müşfiqan Sevdadan ziyanım yox fəqət Tiri müjganımla yıxdı bir kəman əbru Sənin dağlarda dağ ətri var Bağlarda bağ ətri var Mən ölsəm sinəmi yumuyum Sinəmdə yar ətri var Aman aman Yarım aman 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 Bir çoban qız onu gördüm çeşmə başında Şahal var yanağından Vəsmə qaşında Vay, vay, vay Bu şahal var yanağından Vəsmə qaşında Əman, əman Çoban kızını çoban kızına gel, elinde kayçı ayama. Ne ahtam var ne de anam, gönderen elçi. Vay 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 vay, ne ahtam var ne de anam, gönderen elçi. Bir çoban kızını gördüm koyun ortalarına. Bir çoban kızını gördüm koyun ortalarına. Ay aman, ne ahtam var ne de anam, gönderen elçi. Vay vay vay, ne ahtam var ne de anam, gönderen elçi. Aman aman, ne ahtam var ne anam var, gönderen elçi. Vay vay.
Rachmaninoff's transcriptions of one of his own songs called Daisies, played there by Alessio Bax. And that followed Gochag Askaryov from Azerbaijan, a master of the classical Mugam style. Berlin-based Bob Ruttmann is going to be 80 this year, and he can claim to have invented one of the largest stringed instruments ever made. It's like a suspended gigantic steel sail, which he bows with fishing line, and it sometimes sounds like a plane taking off.
Thank you.
beautiful piece called Light, played on the nickel harp by Johan Hedin, following 80-year-old Bob Ruttman's steel cello ensemble and a piece called Explorer. Brad Meldow's teamed up with fellow pianist Kevin Hayes in a new release to come out next month. Brad and Kevin have been friends for over 20 years and they've long wanted to work together. Patrick Zimmerly has made some of the arrangements for them, including this extract from Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians.
Thank you.
part of Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians, arranged by Patrick Zimmerly and played by Brad Meldow and Kevin Hayes. And you can hear Reich's Music for 18 Musicians at the proms next week. Steve Reich and Ensemble Moderne in a late-night prom on Wednesday the 10th. 30 years ago, John Taverner set words from the Greek funeral sentences for the burial of priests. Poignant in its simplicity.